you to meet us.
Are we gonna wear like a GoPro in the zipper car?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be perfect. We're working on that. Terry and James will be back with more on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russian President Putin is promising to order an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and to begin negotiations if Kyiv withdraws troops from the four regions annexed by Russia and if Kyiv renounces plans to join NATO. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin responded.
He could end this today if he chose to do that. And we call upon him to do that and to leave Ukrainian sovereign territory.
Ukraine called the proposal manipulative and absurd. Pope Francis has arrived at the G7 summit in Italy.
President Joe Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Pope Francis. Mr. Biden, a devout Catholic, also met with the pontiff back in 2021.
CBS's Jared Hill. Record rainfall is causing massive flooding in South Florida. This man just couldn't believe it.
I never see like that flooding here. Too many cars was struck in the water.
Five Florida counties are under a state of emergency. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about up, which is the opposite of down. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field is asking Governor Evers to investigate how Adjutant General David May handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in four internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that May and other leaders broke National Guard policies. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's only true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers across the country. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
This is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working-class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago universities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A sergeant with the Clark County Sheriff's Office has been arrested on child enticement charges. After a search was conducted, the investigation led to the arrest on Wednesday for sexual exploitation of a child, child enticement, threats to injure or accuse of a crime, and threats to communicate derogatory information. The suspect was released on a $2,500 cash bond, along with a $10,000 signature bond. The Taylor County Sheriff says that the name of the sergeant is being withheld pending further investigation. And the 27th annual June Dairy Breakfast with Marshfield FFA alumni and supporters will be Sunday from 7 a.m. to noon. It's at C. Hafer's City View Dairy, located on Galvin Avenue. They'll have the option of buttermilk, blueberry, or potato pancakes with real maple syrup, as well as sausage, applesauce, cheese curds, ice cream sundaes, and so much more. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James Jam, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun, take you right up to the top of the hour. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. Going to get in some entertainment news in a moment. We'll also get into a little bit later the best and worst TV dads. Oh, I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be fun. And I got a couple of other great articles for us too to dive into, Terry. Keep it or scrap it. Common social etiquette rules that people are over. Or are they?
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll get some audience participation in that one as well. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun. But of course, we've been doing this wonderful thing for the last 2 weeks, this statewide Civic Media SCANI Summer Text to Win contest. I want to say a big thank you to all of our friends and family at Civic Media. This has been one of the more fun contests I've gotten to do in my 20 years in radio. I've really enjoyed this. Part of what I love about it is, do you got the Civic Media app? Good, you can play. You don't need a QR code. You don't need to sign up to be a Loyalty Club's member of this and this and or whatever. It's a very simple process. You download the app. You got it? Cool. All right. So we can go ahead and get the word to you. You get us the word, text it to us, and boom, just like that, you're in on this. We're going to have a new keyword for you at the top of the 11 a.m. hour, then 1, 3, 5, and 7 today.
And I think it's fun because there's daily winners.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this contest.
As to Terry's point, hourly, we're going to give away a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package, daily a pair of summer, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, and their grand prize is going to go to two winners overall. We're going to have a choice of Fort Atkins Cottage on the Lake, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, or Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. A staycation is just waiting for you. All you got to do is text us this keyword, and that word for the 9 a.m. hour. Actually, you know what? There was this other thing, Terry, that I wanted to talk to you about that I finished the segment, didn't I? I got the word. Oh, I got to get the word. I'm sorry. I didn't get the word to you. That's very important, because if I don't get the word to you, then you don't know what to text to us
Pam today.
It really should be. It should be. But the word for the 9 a.m. hour is freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom. One of my favorite words. I love that word. I love saying it. I love anything about it. Freedom. Text that word to us and get in on this great contest. Your 9 a.m. hour word is freedom. Go ahead and text that to us. And not for nothing, everybody, but when you're texting us, you're going to have other opportunities after you text that word. So keep on looking for those. And thanks for helping us with bragging rights with all of our other Civic Media radio stations and everything. We got a little bit of a kind of a friendly competition going on with all the others.
We like to win.
Yeah.
We like to be on tap.
We did really good at the last time we did this contest, and this is not the last contest we'll be doing. This is something we, our team at Civic thought this would be a fun way to kick off summer and a great way to show you how much we appreciate your loyalty. Over the last couple of years, Civic Media has grown and grown, and it's done that because of you out there. We've got a great team, and we got great ownership, but it doesn't get big without people. And we appreciate you. So be sure to text this word to us. Get our stuff. Get in and win this. Text us the word freedom. We'll get that word to you again before we wrap up the show. Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of entertainment news now, Terry. Fans will soon be able to recreate Ross and Rachel's drunken chapel scene in Las Vegas from the two-episode one in Vegas from season 5. I just said a bunch of words. I got nothing on this. The Traveling Friends Experience is coming to Vegas at the MGM Grand Theater later this year. It'll have recreations of the sets from the show. Besides the chapel door that Ross and Rachel walk out of, there will also be Monica's apartment and a Central Park coffee shop and a water fountain. There will also be replica props, costumes, and exclusive merchandise.
I bet you people will go crazy for that. Friends has a really loyal following.
And it's gotten like a second life too in reruns, where there's a whole generation that didn't see it when it premiered but are watching the reruns. Yeah. I know, because my students ramble about it all the time. Boy, did you see this one? No. I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys. I never saw one episode of that show. It wasn't my thing. It just wasn't my thing.
I watched the first couple seasons, but then I don't know. I didn't feel like I needed to hang with it. Some series are like that, where I just am like, oh, I can't wait till it comes out. That one, A couple years was fine.
I'm all for silly and fun shows and TV. I don't watch TV for reality. I don't watch it expecting.
Well, that's
but I'm sorry. The girl I was dating back when that show was on. She loved that show, and I'd see little snippets of it and everything. And I never saw one ethnic person on that show, and I never understood how six people could afford some of the things like that they afforded on that show. It didn't seem to add up to being in New York. There was a number of things that just bothered me on it, and I couldn't get past it. And God help me if I brought any of that up with her or any Friends fan.
That's right.
They have our hardcore base out there. You're right. They're going to enjoy this. But I do have one thing here. It says that you're recreating Ross and Rachel's drunken chapel scene. So do you need to be drunk for this? Because you're in Vegas.
You
probably don't need the props for that. You'll be okay there.
Well, unless they provide them free.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I like the idea, though, that they don't let people do it unless they're drunk. Like, you have to be like, hey, Ross and Rachel were. You got it.
Hey, yep. Wait your turn.
Looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend, the NBA playoffs. That's it. That's all that matters. No. It's been a really boring playoffs. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I was all ecstatic to see a really fun playoffs between one of the greatest players in the world and the Boston Celtics, who are a great, solid team, and Luka just ain't showing up. He's been a bit of a knucklehead out there. He just keeps complaining to the refs and everything, and if this guy would just stop whining to the refs for 5 seconds, the rest of the world could see how amazing of an athlete he is. He's a heck of a ball player, but man... I just cannot stop whining.
So why do you think, and I'm not suggesting that they don't, but why do you think like teammates, coaches, like why don't they tell him to shut up?
Ego. Like they're afraid. Like Jason Kidd's a good coach, and I guess that Jason Kidd has talked to him. As a former point guard, Jason Kidd was a Hall of Fame point guard. I think you can make the argument he was better than Luka in some ways, but this kid just isn't listening.
And honestly, yes, what they say in the moment you can't control, of course. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like, shut it.
This is one of the more frustrating things. As much as I love basketball, about basketball, it seems more and more that the job of a coach is managing personalities, which is part of it, but it was supposed to be X's and O's. It was supposed to be Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, these things. Nowadays, you're just in there and trying not to bruise anybody's ego. Like any athlete worth their salt wants to be pushed. Michael Jordan wanted to be pushed. Phil Jackson drove Michael Jordan crazy with the Zen offense and everything and the triangle and this stuff. And what did that do for him? 6 championships is what it did for him. And Michael Jordan will tell you that. Any player that played for Phil Jackson or Pat Riley or any of these guys. I'm not one of these people that, I miss the old days of sports. I like where sports have gone. I'm a big fan of them. There are certain things that bug me, though, and I kind of miss actual coaching in basketball instead of these players just kind of going out there. And not all of them are like this.
No, but
a lot of them
bunch of divas. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them have. And it's been led by King James. It's been led by LeBron James, who I don't know. I don't know how you can make the argument he is in the conversation of greatest of all time. He's in the conversation, but I don't know how you can make the argument that he is the greatest of all time. There's a number of things about him. For one, losing a number of times in the finals is one of them. And the way that he has approached the game, I don't think has been healthy. I genuinely don't. He's a complainer. And that's what a lot of this generation has become, watching LeBron do it. When you see if you saw Michael Jordan doing this all the time, I'd be complaining about Michael too. This isn't a whole Michael Jordan or Michael LeBron thing. It's more of, what are we doing? Like complaining to the refs. You're complaining to the ref while the other team's going down the court and scoring.
But doesn't anything in life come down to character?
Yeah, yeah.
And integrity and values. I mean,
well
right?
Said.
At the end of the day.
Friday at 7 o'clock on CBS, the greatest at-home videos, Father's Day edition. That could be good. That could be good.
That'd be something fun to do with your dad.
That would be. Yeah, that's a good one. On Apple TV Plus, the series premiere of Camp Snoopy. That looks kind of fun. It's a new Peanuts show, I believe. Also, you've got on ABC Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Edmonton Oilers host the Florida Panthers. Florida leads 3-0. Could be winning their first championship in Florida history. Interesting. A Canada team hasn't won the Stanley Cup in 31 years. The last year that a Canadian team won, Florida was inaugurated the very next year. So by all likelihood, Florida's going to win this thing. Only one team has ever come back in the Stanley Cup playoffs being down 3-0, and that was like, I think, the 40 or 41 Maple Leafs or something like that. Like, it was a long time ago. And it ain't happening with this one. If it does, I guess you can throw it back in my face, but I feel pretty confident on that
one. Be ready to call Monday.
It's kind of wild to me that a team that didn't even exist 30 years ago is going to win a cup before another Canadian team does. It's just kind of wild. But to our Canadian friends out there, I wouldn't be too bent out of shape about this. No team has won a Stanley Cup without Canadians. Like, you still have Canadians on the Florida Panthers team. Some of their best players are Canadian. I would take a little bit from that. I know it's not the same thing, but I'd take a little bit of pride from that. The 77th Annual Tony Awards are Sunday at 7:00 on CBS. You can check that out. So that is what's new on your small screen. How about the big screen? What's coming out this weekend? Father's Day weekend used to be a big weekend for movies. None of those are anymore. I'm very curious to see what movies are coming out on the 4th July weekend, because that used to be the big one.
Yeah, it was. I remember that and Christmas, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Christmas weekend and that one. Those were the big ones, and we just don't see that as much. Part of that is because of the strikes, and they're still catching up schedule-wise. But part of it, too, is everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. The only people who don't seem to be afraid is Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool. Like, that's it. Otherwise, everybody else is worrying about, oh, I don't want to go up against this movie. I don't want to go up against that movie, which doesn't make any sense to me. We just saw last year the Barbie and Oppenheimer movies, you know, and the way that both of those movies rised up the industry. Two very different movies, but neither one, if they had done that, oh, I don't want to come out when that movie's coming out. You don't have that. I let audiences choose.
Yeah.
Let them choose. Quit being afraid. And if you're that afraid, how about maybe not spending $300 million on a movie? You know? Maybe not do that. Maybe spend $300 million on three movies or something like that or whatever. The new movie out this weekend, Inside Out 2, rated PG, the sequel that takes place a year after the first movie. Great voiceover actors, Maya Hawke, Amy Poehler, Phyllis Smith, Lewis Black, Tony Hale, all in this one. I didn't see the first one or anything, but I do love Amy Poehler. I'm a huge fan of hers. Did also want to mention, get your tickets for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We've got a lot of our locals in that one. It's a Playhouse Theater Group presentation of Central Wisconsin. Their first show is going to be on the 19th. They got one on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. You can get tickets at StevensPointArea.com. You can find out more there. And there's a tab to get you to tickets for it. Buy local, support the arts, everybody. We encourage you to do so. And just two last things I wanted to get to. One, we got Rafters baseball on the radio dial all weekend long, and a special game on Friday, everybody. First, the Rafters are in action tonight. Going to be in Madtown to take on the Mallards at 6:20. Tomorrow, another 6:20 start time, but they'll be at Winter Field taking on Lakeshore Chinooks.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, we always have a good series against Lakeshore. On Sunday, they'll be at home, 12:50 start time, and a special Father's Day event this Sunday with the Rafters. Encourage you to check this out. Now, Saturday, they're going to have a game night challenge, various game challenges for the kids. Kids will run the bases. Kids can play catch with some of the players. So that is something to look forward to on Saturday. On Sunday, it's the Food and Farm Exploration presented by Ag Day. Come out to Winter Field for a day full of celebrating Central Wisconsin's agriculture. The team will be wearing farm-themed jerseys that will be auctioned off through Dash, with the proceeds going to Farming for Future Foundation. Great organization, great opportunity, wonderful jerseys. They look like overalls.
They're really cute.
They're really cool. They're really cool. And you can actually get in on bidding on those right now. You can go to northwoodsleague.com and find the link to be able to bid on those right now. Tyler was in yesterday talking with us about this. They're so excited about this promotion and the upcoming promotions they have. And this is a great way to celebrate Father's Day. There's a family fun pack, pregame kids play catch with the Rafters on the field, concession stands. They got a $3 ice cream and a mini helmet. I want one of those mini helmets. Every year I try to get one of those mini helmets, and I haven't been able to.
Well,
I got to get one.
Sunday,
I got to get there
Sunday. You could get one. You could take your dad to a Rafter game.
Yeah, I'm going
to
see if he wants to go.
See?
I didn't want to put him on the spot.
It's only going
to
be 90.
Yeah, that should be fine.
It's a good time for ice cream.
It should be fine.
Right?
And I do want to mention as well that Tuesday, hey, look at this, Terry. Tuesday, we'll be at the ballpark.
What's going on there? there.
The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties presents United Weekend Food Sculpture event this Sunday. We'll talk more about this as we wrap up the show, Terry, but we do want to encourage everybody not only to join us at Winterfield to watch your rafters win, but also bring a non-perishable food item.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm. Contribute to our great cause on hunger awareness.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Was no Brewers game on. I sat on my big table, did my banking and all. I listened to the Raptors game, and that kid is awesome.
Yeah.
He's the best one I've ever heard in a long time. He's a whole lot better than the one at the ballpark.
I'm not going to talk down anybody else. These are young guys out there doing this. I don't see you or me out there, sir, so I'm going to let them do their job and encourage them to get better at it. But I do agree with you. Andy is one of the best I've ever heard at doing this.
He is great.
He's so good. He sounds so polished.
All kinds of details,
Yeah.
But we're not seeing the game, so he has to do that, And the guy at the park.
He does a great job of keeping you up on everything. Yeah, he's great.
And he's good, too, but this guy, Andy, is really, really good.
Really been enjoying him. I'll be honest, even if a game's out of hand and the Raptors are losing, I still keep listening because I'm enjoying listening to him. I really have enjoyed his broadcast. We always enjoy talking to you, sir. Have a great weekend. Thank you for the call. One last thing I did want to touch on entertainment-wise. I'm shoehorning this in, but I admit that. We have our virtual town hall meeting coming up next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. This is a great opportunity for us to, no middleman, no nothing, just straight up talking to us and our staff. I do believe that Melissa and Seth are going to be joining me for it. They are not required to, so if something comes up, they may not be there. But right now, the plan is to have them and as much of the team together as we can. But I will definitely be there emceeing. And what we're going to do is just straight up talk with you. We want to know what you want us to be covering. We want to know what we can do better for you. This is your station, everybody. This is not James' station or Melissa's or Seth's or anybody else's. Maybe Pam's.
I mean, come on.
But other than that, it's your station. We want to hear from you. We have a newsletter that we're working on, and we want to know what you want in that newsletter. This is a great opportunity for you to be able to give us feedback and talk with us, and I think have some fun, too. It's going to be a fun opportunity. We're looking forward to doing more of these things. We want to do a in-person kind of town hall meeting as well. We want to have you guys over at the studio. You know, we got some plans about maybe having a food truck up front and having a kind of open house sort of thing here at the studios. A lot of that stuff we're looking forward to doing this summer. It kind of kicks off with the virtual town hall meeting. If you'd like to be a part of it, all you got to do, send me your email, and I will make sure that you get the link to be able to join us on the Zoom call. I want to say a big thank you to Jorge and Sage for working with me on this and Sage for letting me use the Zoom account because we can add more people with that.
Sage, I mean, change the password right after.
Yes, that's probably a good idea. We're looking forward to this. This is really fun. I've wanted to do something like this my whole radio career, and to be able to do this now is such a gift. It really is, and it's never been more important. Radio has a life, and it's still around, and it's still relevant, and it's because of you out there. We want to get what you want. We want to do the things that you want. So please be a part of this virtual town hall meeting. Get me your email address, whatever is the easiest way for you to get it to us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can email me directly, james.maleff@civicmedia.us.
And when is this happening?
This is going on Wednesday at 6.
Wednesday at 6?
This
there
coming
you go.
Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We're looking forward to talking with you then, everybody. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, the best and worst TV dads. Yeah. And we want your feedback on this one, everybody. I want to know who you think the best dads are. Give us a call and join the conversation and keep on listening a little bit later before we wrap up the show. We'll get that Civic Media text to win contest word to you again. Freedom. That's the word.
Freedom. On flight day.
We'll get
that's
it to you.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, it is. It is nice. Very appropriate. It's a good one. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for the 12th annual United We Can event, presented by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on Wednesday, June 12th. Check out some crazy cool canned food sculptures, then vote for your favorite. Plus, bring a non-perishable food item to Winterfield leading up to the event, and you'll get a free ticket. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and United We Can on Wednesday, June 12th.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We want audience participation on this next one, everybody. 715-424-2600. We're talking the best and worst TV dads of all time. Let us know your favorites. It doesn't have to be who you think is necessarily the best or the worst or anything. Who are your favorites? Who are your favorite TV dads? They just listed the and described each dad's parenting style. So this is kind of interesting. It was put together by The Hollywood Reporter. They do some pretty good work over there with these. So I think this is a fun list. We're going to go through these, see what we agree with, see what we don't. For best, Danny Tanner from Full House. Bob Saget. Saget played. Bob Saget did a great job with that role. My brother and sister love that show, and so I see it a bit growing up.
And a huge, strong following, and even that now with Fuller House. I mean, like, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's certainly revived the next generation is loving that show, too, so...
And after losing him and everything at such a young age, I think that that's even more meaningful, but I think he would be on that list regardless, especially when you look at some of the dads we've had since then on TV, like the worst, Tony Soprano from The Sopranos. I would like to fight back on that one a little bit, but it's kind of hard. It's a little difficult, I'll admit. I love Tony Soprano, love The Sopranos, but yeah, I kind of get that one a little bit, yeah. How about best? Phil Dunphy and Jay Pritchett and Cam Tucker from Modern Family. I never saw Modern Family. I never watched it, but I know that a lot of people love that show. It had a big following, and they had a bunch of different dads on that show, and I think that they were doing a nice job of, at least what it seemed like they were trying to do from an outsider's perspective, of give more of like the going from Ozzie and Harriet to what modern families look like and trying to give you a little taste of that. And the generational differences I thought was kind of a cool concept for a show too, to not just a modern family of today, but a modern family from years back and some of those. Worst. Oh, another one I don't agree with. Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Oh, yeah. I had to know that was going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, sure, Al wasn't a great dad. But I will say this in defense of Al Bundy. Not only did he score 4 touchdowns in one game, just in case anybody didn't know that. But Al, like, yes, Al gave his kids a hard time. Al gave Peggy a hard time. But if any outsider ever tried to take a shot at their kids or anything like that, who was the first one to defend his kids?
Oh, yeah, I agree, but...
Yeah, that's a dad. Yeah. Okay, everything else, yes. Everything else, yes, it was very rough. Best, Mike Brady from The Brady Bunch. Yeah, you got to put that one in there. You got to put that one in there, yeah. Best, Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. Also worst, George Bluth Sr. from Arrested Development, which makes perfect sense. Arrested Development, one of those sneaky great shows. Love that show. One of my top 5 favorite shows of all time. For best, Jack Pearson from This Is Us. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Another one of those big shows. Yeah. I was, again, one of those shows I missed, but a lot of people love that show.
Oh, I love that show.
Out of all these shows we've mentioned, that was the one that had the biggest ratings and following, and people were very much like, yeah, you got to put Frank, you got to put Jack Pearson in there and stuff. So apparently, definitely a good dad, according to the masses here. And then for worst, Frank Gallagher from Shameless. Yeah, yeah, William H. Macy played him. But that's, yeah, I didn't see, I only saw the first season of that, but definitely. I think it's what I, one of the things I want to put together is a list of, you know, good and bad dads, yin yang, dads that were a little bit good, a little bit bad. I think that Homer Simpson is a perfect candidate for this.
Where, what about the dad from Growing Pains? You think he would be on there? Is it the actor? Is it Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what, I can't remember what his name is on the show.
I'll never be able to remember that.
But how?
Seeger or Seaver was their last name, I think?
Seavers was their last name, but I don't remember.
Mr. Seavers.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, duh. I don't know. But the mom was Maggie. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just, I mean, for our generation, I think
that's
that was
a great one. That's a really good one. I like that one. What about Hank Hill from King of the Hill? He was a good dad. He was a good dad right there. I think that you can make an argument both sides, good or bad, for Archie Bunker.
Oh.
Archie Bunker, yeah. You know? I mean, yeah, he put up with Meathead. He put up with Meathead for his, well, you know, his daughter and stuff. So I don't know. But,
you know, until he got himself off the list, I would think Cliff Huxtable would have been,
yes,
would have been, you know, and now it is what it is. But I'm just saying, like no, if we just consider the TV show, absolutely, I think he would have been recognized also.
Yeah, I you think you did that the right way. You included the context of it, but we're talking TV dads. We can't ignore the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
But we also can add the context to it. I think you did a nice job of that. Tim Allen's, I forget his character or his name. Well, I think his name was Tim on the show, but Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. That's a good one right there. I like that. And let's see here. I'm running out of names here for, I'm running out of dads because I keep coming back to Homer Simpson. I'm mad he's not on the list. I'll be honest. I got to be honest with everybody. I'm very mad Homer is not on the list.
I'm very mad.
Happy Days. Richard Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Great one. That's a good one right there. Richard Cunningham from Happy Days is a great choice. That's a great one. They throw the Osbournes in here with Ozzy.
I mean, if you have to know how to bite heads off of things.
Right, right. You never know.
It's a skill.
Well, let's keep this conversation going, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Let us know who you would put into the list of great TV dads. I think that it's a fun list.
You know, when you first brought up this list, I was thinking it was all just going to be more like family sitcom kind of thing. You know, because right away when you brought up The Sopranos, I'm like, oh. So,
yeah.
So I was kind of thinking they're different genres, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be an easier way to do it. It just saying TV dads, it's such a big list, and there's so many. The Ozzy and Harriet's, you know, of the world, some of those older ones, My Three Dads, or My Three Sons. My Three Dads was a show that was actually a spinoff show that didn't last. Didn't do very good. What about John Goodman from Dan Connor from Roseanne?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great TV dad right there. The only reason I really watched that show was John Goodman. I love that. The dad from Family Ties, Keaton, Mr. Keaton. Michael Gross played. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. I think those are great ones. There's a lot of good ones out there. Go ahead and call up and let us know which ones are your favorites. We'd love to hear from you. For now, we will go ahead and get to our news break. Check in with that when we come back. We got more fun stuff in store for you. Terry and I and you out there are going to get into, do we keep or scrap these common social etiquette rules that people are either they're over or they're not? We'll find out.
Something tells me we're not going to agree.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling. Find out about that more coming up on The Morning Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. First Lady Jill Biden says older Americans should vote for her husband, the president. She says he's protecting the Affordable Care Act and Social Security.
Bring the experience of our years to meet this moment as if our rights are at risk, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Opinions in Wisconsin are split over the U.S. Supreme Court decision to throw out a case challenging the legality of the medical abortion drug mifepristone. Abortion rights supporters say it's a win for women. Abortion opponents say they'll keep fighting efforts to make the drug more available. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's officially summer in less than a week, but things are really heating up as soon as Sunday. If you're in need of an air conditioner, portable units can be installed yourself or with help of a hire. Installers recommend that if you do it on your own, use your knees to lift, not your back. And also, make sure that it's plugged into an outlet rated for the unit. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to wear a life jacket if we plan to spend the weekend out on the water. 28 boating fatalities happened last year to people not wearing a life jacket. And as we're approaching the colorful holiday of fireworks, known as the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting them off. Not only do our pets experience stress with the loud booms, but so do our veterans. Many of our neighbors have gone to combat and have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you start to be the best. You start to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Music is a world within itself. Little Stevie Wonder to play us in. Terry and James here with you. And we want your phone calls, everybody. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation and give us your 2 cents on this one. Everyone probably has one common social etiquette rule that they would be fine with ignoring. Let's face it, a lot of these rules are a little outdated, or maybe they're just not kept up on. Well, let's discuss. Let's see. People online are talking about the etiquette rules that they don't agree with, and here are some of the examples. Like not taking the last piece of food on a sharing platter. If no one takes it, it usually ends up being wasted for no reason. So
I think it's okay to take it, but like if you've already taken eight and there's people down the way from you around the table, then maybe you could leave one.
Or how about the difficult task of, hey, anybody want this? Anybody? No, I'm going to eat it if nobody wants it.
But you know what I hate when I'm putting away leftovers? Literally, when there is like just one of something left and I'm like, it's usually at our house, everyone eats vegetables and likes vegetables, but there's like a half a scoop of corn left. I'm like, can someone just eat this? Like, I'm not going to put it in the fridge.
Anytime I make cheese fries or pizza for my folks, there's always one slice or one left.
Yeah, why?
Always, there's always one. Like, Dad, let's split this. Like, oh, I'm good. Like, oh, we're wasting it. Come on.
Yeah.
So I end up trying
because to eat it. You know when you get rid of it? When you pull it out of the fridge a week later.
Yeah, exactly. You just throw it away anyway.
Yeah.
Not telling someone that they have a piece of food in their teeth or on their face, or if their zipper is down, or there's something on their clothing. Basically being polite by not pointing it out when it has the potential to become embarrassing, particularly if it's something that could be quickly fixed.
You know, I kind of think this is like an age or maturity thing. Because I can tell you, like if I was a teenager or maybe as a young adult, there's no way I would be like, oh, hey, James, your zipper's down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't even think twice. Like, I would tell somebody, or if they have food in their teeth, or like, because why do you want them to walk around like that all day?
Yeah, I don't get. I'll be honest with you. Like, if this is me, I want you to tell me.
But it's
like,
but it is uncomfortable.
It's definitely uncomfortable. It's definitely awkward. But I mean, that's life, man. That's life is awkward. Life is a little like this. I think you got to just push through it and be polite. To me, the more polite thing is to tell them.
Yeah.
I guess this is a situational thing too. You know the person, it's a little bit easier to tell them. Maybe younger people are, maybe that's the way they're skewing, is not doing that kind of thing, but I don't like that, to be honest with you.
Well, and honestly,
this is me, old man yelling at cloud for a second.
And if it's totally feeling uncomfortable, like think to yourself, if that was me, would I want someone to tell me? Absolutely.
Yep, 100%. You ever see me out and about and I got food on my teeth or my zipper's down or something, please tell me, please. And I guarantee you probably won't be the first.
And he won't even ask you why you're looking.
Yeah. Won't even bother. No follow-up questions. No follow-up questions. Just thank you. We'll move on with our day.
Thank you very much.
Not wanting to be rude by calling someone out for being rude, or not wanting to be a jerk by confronting someone for being a jerk. This is one of those things that's, again, a case-by-case thing. You know, I think that there's certain moments in life where, especially when it comes to, you know, bullying. That,
and if someone, I was just going to say, if someone's being a jerk to someone, to you, you know, obviously defend yourself. But like, if you're observing them being a jerk to someone else, and sometimes you don't even necessarily have to say you're being a jerk. Sometimes you just need to get them to stop talking. You know what I mean? Like, you just need to stop the rant so that they can breathe and think a little bit.
You can derail these things very easily. You can throw a curveball in there and the whole conversation changes, and a lot of changes in that. I'm going to get some people mad at me for this one. But if there is one huge difference to me of where I grew up and living out here, there's a lot of dogs that like to bark around here, but they don't necessarily want to bite. You know, you just let them bark. Let them bark. Go ahead. Bark, bark, bark. And they just go on with their day. You know, it doesn't have to involve anything confrontational. Oftentimes, you can kill a fight before it even begins with just words.
But by you jumping in, I don't know that you're being rude.
Yeah. I guess it depends how you
handle yourself, right?
True. You know, that is one of those things that we have been trying to navigate and figure out better and better. Hey, we've got too much bullying going on. How do we get rid of it? Well, we're not going to get rid of it by bullying bullies. You know, that doesn't help anything or nothing.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out, navigate that seems a little similar to this. Next on the list, refusing something you want to be polite. Which leads to a back and forth game, which someone then offers it multiple times until it gets to the point where it's more socially acceptable for them to take it. This can be more of a cultural or regional thing. One person joked, "Move to the Netherlands. We offer it once, and then the cookie disappears in the cabinet, never to be seen again." This is one of those things. No, Terry, you take it. No, you take it. And then you're like, exactly. That's all I got to do, apparently, yeah. That is one of those ones that after a little bit can get a little old. No, you take it. Hey, weren't you guys doing this an hour ago? Yes. Take it.
Isn't the visual I get of that is like some people who like maybe just started dating.
You know, yes.
No,
yes.
You.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. With that, the red flag for me there is, can't make a decision.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, even though it's meant to be kind or courteous or respect, but I'm like,
I can see that. I can see that. Asking, how are you? And expecting a standard lie in response. Yeah. Don't ask somebody how they're doing unless you genuinely want to.
Unless you
want to
hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that's hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially, because sometimes you don't, but you feel like you should ask anyway.
Yes. Yes. Especially if you see somebody having a rough day. And maybe you don't want to ask, but you do because it's the polite thing to do.
See, and I don't, yeah. And if it's somebody that I know or that I'm acquainted with, you know, that's one thing. Or you know they're having, you can tell they're having a rough day to ask. But then there's also kind of those people where you're just like, hey, how you doing? And then they tell you, and it's like, dude, I don't know you well enough.
Yeah,
like
the, yeah.
It's just an expression.
That yes, yes.
Say I'm good and keep moving.
That one, I 100% agree with you on that one. Yes. Sending thank you notes to people who attend a loved one's funeral or sent flowers or donations. So this is again a different, well, it's a cultural one. There's some culture involved in this one, I think. But it's also like, I don't think that just going to the Reddit article here, they're talking specifically about thank you notes from a funeral. I think thank you notes are still very popular. In fact, it's kind of cool. I heard from a couple students of mine that they're still writing letters. They're still writing thank you, like writing it out, not just buying a thank you card from Hallmark or something. I was really encouraged by that. I thought that was really cool. They get that a lot of older relatives of theirs like to get stuff in the mail. So they've been doing that a little bit
more.
See,
and I think that thank you cards could never be underrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that reaching out to someone and saying thank you, specifically to funerals, you know, I honestly, and maybe we're just that behind on the, you know, in our Midwest little gap here, but I can't think of a funeral that I've ever not received a thank you from.
Yeah, yeah. Same here.
I'm also always a pot money in the card for a funeral, though. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much unexpected stuff that comes up for families during those times. And I just, so, but I'm just thinking, I can't remember ever doing that and not getting a thank you.
I'm with you on the, maybe this is, we've aged out of this, or maybe, you know, there's different, they handle it differently in different parts of the country. But I will say, I can't imagine that ever going out of style.
No.
I can't imagine that ever not being a thing. And I honestly, even if it does, like, I'm still sending the thank
you
card.
But if you were the benefactor or the recipient of that, why wouldn't you?
I got to be honest.
You know what I mean? Like,
it feels like the people that wrote this have never had a funeral.
You need to show appreciation to people.
Let's see here. Some people haven't come across that custom, but those who have say that this is a time when gestures shouldn't require acknowledgement. But I think they do. I think that if anything, it gives you one other interaction with this person. Oftentimes, I think so many things are a lead into another thing. Sometimes asking somebody how they're doing is to find out how things have been going for them, how they are. It's not just a throwaway question. Sometimes it is. You know, you've got to understand the context of these things. And finally on the list, people are expected people expecting an immediate text or call back, as if everything's
urgent.
Yeah, yeah. Some of that stuff certainly is time sensitive when we're talking about work or those kind of things. But overall, I don't expect anybody to necessarily text me back instantly. I kind of understand that I am not the center of the universe, and I am not.
But you know somebody like that.
Oh, yes, yes. My best friend.
Like, you didn't get back to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a hot 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Shocker. I'm working.
Look, I love Chris. I would give that man a kidney if he asked me for it right now, but he is a bad texter, and he knows it. He's not only bad responding, but he gets a little grumpy if you don't get it back to him right away, too. And it's like, you can't do that, man. How do you do that? I love you, Chris, but man, you work on that one. And happy Father's Day to you, Chris. He's a great dad.
See, now when you were talking about bringing this up, I'm thinking of things on the list like not covering your mouth when you cough, or
right,
you know what I mean? Like,
holding the door
some of those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about those. We got a minute here. When it comes to things like that, I think that it's kind of if you're looking for, you know, silver linings or things in society to hang your hat on that are still done that we did when we were kids or anything, holding doors open is something that I see everybody still doing, including young, old, all of that. That never gets old to me.
I agree. And I see it and I do it always, but it does drive me crazy because you notice, because you're used to people doing it, you do notice when someone doesn't.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes. What the heck?
Oh, especially when you're like a foot behind them.
And yeah. And I don't even necessarily, I'm thinking about more like, I observe, you know, like if you're walking into whatever, the gas station, and there's an older person coming behind you, you can't wait 10 seconds and hold the door open?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding?
I'm 100% with you on this one. And we'd love to know what you think of these. Go ahead and call up and let us know. We've got a good 10 minutes left to show. We're going to come back and take care of it on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Time flies. We blinked and 2024 is halfway over. What's something you've accomplished this year that you're proud of? Maybe you made it out of bed and to work every day. Or maybe you started shedding some old habits that were weighing you down. But even when you're making progress, life can feel like it's moving too fast. We can't slow time down, but we can give you a moment every week to hit pause, set intentions, and reset. Therapy is a guaranteed time to check in on how you're feeling, what you want to do more of, and what you want to change. Otherwise, it's easy to keep going through the motions without getting what you want out of life. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. You can start the sign-up process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs around 76. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 51. Clouds for Saturday and back to the mid-70s. Breezy with a chance of showers. Some of those showers could be heavy, a low around 59. For Sunday, scattered storms in 83.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here to wrap up the show. We appreciate y'all for joining us. Thank you so much for a great week, everybody. All you guests, all you people that called up and joined the conversation, help make the morning show as great as it is. The greatest morning show in all of Wisconsin.
Ava.
Ever. We appreciate that, everybody. Thank you so much for helping us do that.
I mean, self-declared.
For any stats on that. Yeah, we don't have any surveys or stats I feel pretty comfortable saying it. And part of what makes us great is being able to do these great contests. One more time, I want to get this to you, everybody. Our statewide Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest that has been a lot of fun. Today is the final day to get in on this. Be listening at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock hours, and get that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app and get in on these great prizes. You text the word to us this hour, and you only got about 5-6 minutes left to text it to us. Freedom. Text the word freedom to us. I encourage you to do that, and thank you so much for everybody playing along, and a big thank you to Civic Media and all of our team for putting this together. Be sure to join us a little bit later today. We've got a great midday magazine for you to wrap up the week. In part one, we're talking roller derby, everybody. We got Daniel, we got Blake, we got Mia all joining us as part of Mid-State's roller derby team. Cannot wait to talk with them about that. And I think really, for those out there that are curious or don't know much about roller derby, just even learning a little bit about roller derby, let alone being able to support one of your local teams in Mid-State. It's going to be fun. We'll wrap up the week talking with Maggie and Jenna and Sue about the 2024 Cranberry Blossom Festival. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
A lot going on. We're looking forward to all of that. And, of course, we got Rafter Baseball on your radio dial all weekend long. Tonight, 6:20 start time. Rafters are in Madison to take on the Mallards. Tomorrow, 6:20 start time back here at Winterfield to take on the Chinooks. And then, of course, Sunday, 12:50 start time. Be sure to head on over there, celebrate Father's Day with all the dads and have some fun with that one. Great stuff on your weekend lineup for you as well. Be sure to join us all weekend long for some great original programming. We have a lot of good things coming up for you. Want to mention our Sunday lineup. On Sunday at 5 o'clock, Director's Cut, join Seth and I for that show. This week, we're replaying the Joel interview. We've got some really fun guests coming up, and we want more. If you're a creative or if you know a creative, reach out to us. Let us know. We'd love to have you on the show. And of course, after that, you got Seth Faces the Music. Seth takes a different theme, focuses on it. He's doing up, down, left, right now. It's fun to see him working on this. You'd be shocked by how many up songs there are. And he's going to have some fun with that one. And then we got another Unlabeled for you from 8 to 9. It's your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones like back in the day. If it was a song that was released from 1990 to 1999, I will play it. Go ahead and get me your requests, everybody. We focused on ska on this most recent episode. I got a couple songs from Seth and Laura. Got some from our listeners out there. Coming up, I want to do other themes. I think it'd be fun to do a class of 93, like the best songs of 93. I've got a one I'm working on right now, a soundtrack show, where it's just songs from the soundtracks of the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great ones out there. Get me your requests, and I'll play them. I'd love the whole hour to be requests. That's what I'm hoping for eventually.
That'd be really fun.
Keep getting them to us.
Hey, we got to rewind a little bit. I said Cranberry Blossom Fest was this weekend. It's next weekend.
I didn't want to correct
you. You should. People are listening. I don't want them to be showing up for stuff.
I was going to correct you at the end, but I do like
it. It's getting a little ahead of myself.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Be sure to join us for our weekend lineup and spread the word about these shows. And of course, we've got other great things going on. I wanted to remind everybody the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market is back in action. It's their first Saturday back, 8 to 2 at 220 First Avenue South. Head on over there.
Was busy down there yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
And a shout out to our friend Tom, who stopped by and dropped off some of the Combat Veterans Lives Here signs. Please be courteous with fireworks. You can get these signs if you like at militarywithptsd.org. That's militarywithptsd.org. Otherwise, we've got about 4 or 5 of them here that Tom dropped off. You want to come by and pick one up, put it in your yard, make sure your neighborhood knows that you got a veteran living there. I cannot encourage you enough to do so, everybody.
That's awesome.
Terry, got a couple minutes left. I wanted to wrap up talking a little bit of the Great Book Giveaway and United Weekend.
So we've got Great Book Giveaway wrapping up soon. So we have events today. in Rome and in Adam's Friendship. And then next week, Tuesday, we will be at the library in Vesper. And that'll be a wrap on Great Book Giveaway for this year. So it's been great. Really awesome attendance. So thanks if you've brought your kiddos to join us for the event. And you do still have time. First event today is at 10:30. And then we have another one this afternoon. And then Tuesday. So encourage you to visit our website, uwswac.org. And you can get all the details on that. That's also where you go to sign up for Stuff the Desk. If your family qualifies for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to get signed up. Registration is required, and it is first come, first serve for the distribution time slots. So mm-hmm. I would just, you know, if you know you have limitations in your schedule, hop on there and get that in place so that you can for sure get your school supplies for your students. Mm-hmm. And we get those school supplies from donations and from local businesses who maybe make a monetary donation or are a collection site. So that is the other thing. I mean, we've got usually just over 900 kids that we're serving, and that doesn't happen by itself. So we do need support on that. So be watching. You know, one really easy thing you can do is just start watching the sales, mm-hmm. right? If you notice crayons are on sale, grab some and bring them to us. We'll be culminating all of this on August 1st at Lunch by the River when we are the sponsor and we will stuff the bus. A lot of great volunteers that day, so encourage mm-hmm. you to get involved in that way.
And you can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media, and a big thank you to our United Way of South Winn and Adams Counties. I wanted to wrap up mentioning that tomorrow you're looking for a brat, head on over to West Grand IGA from 10 to 2. We have the Allied Veterans Brat Fry happening there.
Awesome. The best brats you're gonna have. Brat fries.
I do too.
There's something about that. You go in and get your groceries, come back out, and lunch is done.
Feels good. Woo! Feels good, yeah. And the best brats you're going to find. Go over there, say hi to our vets, thank them, and pick up a brat. Terry, great show.
Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. You guys have a great